WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. More severe heat's closing schools across the country. CBS's Christina Ruffini's in Washington.
It's hot, so the schools are hot and the kids are hot. Schools in 9 states have had to alter their schedules because of this heat and because a lot of schools throughout the Northeast don't have adequate cooling systems. Now, that means they've either sent kids home early for the day, they've gone to remote learning, or they've had to cancel classes altogether. And a lot of the parents we talked to were frankly shocked that schools in this day and age and with this rising heat don't have air conditioning.
Boston's mayor declared a heat emergency this morning. In Turkey, rescue workers are rushing to save an American trapped more than 3,200 feet in a cave. Mark Dickey put out this video.
I look forward to working with everyone to safely get myself out with their assistance.
He can't get out himself because he's sick with gastrointestinal bleeding. Another inmate has died in Atlanta.
24-year-old Chandre Delmore is now the sixth inmate to die in Fulton County custody since the end of July. He was found unresponsive in a jail cell. Devin Franklin is with the Southern Center for Human Rights.
Until we address those systemic harms that have led to the death of so many in custody, we will continue to see these problems.
17 inmates have died while in the custody of the Fulton County Sheriff's Department in the past year. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A judge has sentenced that 70s show star Danny Masterson to 30 years to life in prison. He was convicted back in May for raping two women 2 decades ago. The Justice Department says New Jersey failed its veterans.
The report says New Jersey state-run veterans' homes were unprepared to keep residents safe during COVID and demonstrated a systemic inability to implement care. The scathing report outlines failures at VA facilities in Menlo Park and in Paramus. They include poor communication and staff incompetence that allowed the virus to spread virtually unchecked.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon. Bills are starting to pile up for writers and actors in Hollywood who've spent months on the picket lines with no end to these strikes in sight. Alex Rubens with Pay Up Hollywood.
This is not a new problem for this community. This started in the pandemic when people were let go from their jobs, when their hours were reduced, or when their jobs were combined. So this is now a community that knows how to endure and how to take care of each other.
Also in Hollywood, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were immortalized on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The heroes in a half shell stamped their hands outside the TCL Chinese Theater, cementing their impact on pop culture. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has a new green initiative, switching out plastic water bottles in the dining hall for metal bottles. According to a WEAU report, the university's sustainability coordinator, Lily Strello, said metal is recycled at a higher rate than plastics, and the school is looking into bottles that have resealable lids. Further, it will allow environmental sciences students to collect data on the recycling of the aluminum cans to determine the impact of the switch. Top officials from the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families testified at a public hearing this week, stating recent Republican proposed child care bills are not sufficient. Those officials argue that the bills don't address the biggest challenge, which is getting people to want to work in the child care industry. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has stated that he would prefer taking $365 million in the state funds to extend the federally funded Child Care Counts program. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today, you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you, there's something rotten in the state of Georgia. There is something rotten in the state of Georgia. Let me tell you what it is. Let me tell you what it is. Right now, Fannie Willis has indicted 19 people under what we call a RICO claim. RICO stands for Racketeering and Corrupt Organizations. And it was originally drafted in the federal level to get the mafia. Because what would happen is the big shots in the mafia wouldn't do the dirty work, but they'd direct it. And then the guy that did do the dirty work would get caught. And it's very, very hard to prosecute them all. Most states have mini RICO statutes. And RICO, it was named that way in the Congress because of a movie line that you may remember, and I forget which movie it was, but this one guy goes, Mother of God, is this the end of RICO? And they thought that was very funny, and they figured out some words that would spell out RICO, Racketeering and Corrupt Organizations. Anyway, Fannie Willis is terrific. She's one of the best prosecutors in the country, has a lot of guts. So she indicts 19 of them, and she gets them for that Coffee County fraud where Sidney Powell and the rest of them actually went in and tampered with voting machines, actually went in and had their own people look at the voting machines. Local people cooperated with them. She brought in Trump. He was part of the whole thing. And also, of course, the Raffensperger call and the fake electors, the Green Bay sweep. And then she got 17 others besides Sidney Powell and Trump. Well, there is a sneaky thing that is happening down in Georgia, and you may not have paid attention to it, and I want to talk about it right now. Georgia has a Republican attorney general named Chris Carr. He's very bad news, very, very bad news. And unlike a guy like Brad Raffensperger, a Republican whom I'll disagree with in a lot of things, but I got to hand it to Brad Raffensperger. He said, I'm not going to overturn the election down here. I'm the Secretary of State. I supervised it. My people looked at it, and it was on the up and up. And he stood tall against Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump hit him. Mark Meadows hit him. This one hit him. That one hit him. Giuliani didn't do any good. He hung tough. Chris Carr is not like that. So Chris Carr came up with a really brilliant idea, he thought. Right next to Fulton County, which is Atlanta, there is a suburban county, DeKalb County, and they have a district attorney, too. In that county, the state is building what's called a cop city, COP, police officer city, training facility. It's going to be quite expensive, tens of millions of dollars for training police officers and all this. And I think it's great to train police officers and great to educate police officers. This one is seen by a lot of people on the left as going too far, spending too much money, tens of millions of dollars, unnecessary. And some of them on the far left really are anti-police, in my opinion. In any event, what happened was there were a series of protests. We have a right under the First Amendment to protest. We have a right to gather, to assemble, and petition the government. That's what it says in the Constitution, and that is interpreted, I interpret it as meaning the right to protest. Obviously, peacefully protest. In these protests, there were a handful of people, a small handful of people who did commit criminal acts. Arson, they attacked the police, and so forth. And absolutely, they should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law and be held accountable. But what Chris Carr did was he said, why don't I gin up a fake RICO claim against everybody who is protesting? And then show it to the public as this is how bad our RICO statute is. And then by implication, Trump should not be prosecuted right next door in Fulton County. But unlike Fannie Willis's prosecution, Fannie Willis's prosecution has no good nicks up and down the line. There's 19 of them, and they absolutely committed criminal offenses. And they're moaning and groaning now saying, boy, I don't like to be seen at a trial with these other weirdos. And the response to that is, well, you're one of the weirdos. You're one of the people that commit criminal acts. But what Chris Carr did in DeKalb County next door is he indicted 61, not 19, 61 protesters. And here's the attenuated nature of his prosecution. There are a handful of them that should have been prosecuted, no question. But one of them was a lawyer from the Southern Poverty Law Center who is monitoring the protest to observe it. And that's frequently what happens in protests. It's very, very similar to voting. Say here in Wisconsin, we have lawyers monitoring the voting on both sides. And I remember in many campaigns, I've been downtown in the headquarters and somebody will say, Matt, up on Capitol and 27th Street, there are some Republicans who are in there trying to challenge people and threaten them in the line. And then we send a lawyer out there to clear it up. This is somewhat similar. It was not a vote, but it was a protest. And the Southern Poverty Law Center had a lawyer. And what he did is he wore some kind of green insignia. I don't know if it was a hat or a jacket or a sweater or whatever it was. Not a sweater, not in Atlanta now. But in any event, so he could be recognized, and that's all he was doing. They arrested him and charged him with RICO. There were some people, they had signs. The signs would say, no cop city too expensive. These are not people that attacked the police, committed arson, or did the criminal acts. Somebody said to them, okay, go down to the hardware store and get some glue and some scotch tape for the sign. They went down there. They got glue and scotch tape for the sign. They were arrested with RICO. So this is what he did. Let's say, and I do not know the exact numbers, but let's say out of the 61 of them, there are 5, 6, 10, 15 who actually did something like Fannie Willis's 19 criminal defendants. They did something. One of them is a very, very well-regarded lawyer from the Southern Poverty Law Center who is observing it, standing on the sidelines, not encouraging anybody, not doing anything, just watching it. In retrospect, he probably should have watched it on television or on video. People, somebody, some kid will go, they'll go, oh, go down to the hardware store. Go down to Ace Hardware and get me some scotch tape and glue. And that's what they did. Now, what he is doing, what Chris Carr is doing, this is a very, very clumsy, very, very unlawful, fraudulent thing to do. But he says, all right, Fannie Willis is RICOing 19 people. I'm RICOing 61 people to show that all RICO is ridiculous, and Donald Trump shouldn't be prosecuted. That is what is going on, no matter what anybody says. That is what is going on. Now, a question I've posed before, and I'm going to pose it again now, to the Republican Party, at long last, do you have to associate yourself with fraud, sneakiness, illegality, criminality? I mean, at long last, what do you think is going to happen to your party in the future where at every turn there's something sneaky and fraudulent being done by your party? We've talked several times in the past couple of days about Justice Jenna Protasiewicz and how they're trying to impeach her and remove her from the court, even though the standard is a criminal act or corruption in office, and she's only been in office now a little over 30 days and has done no acts. At what point, down in Georgia, down in DeKalb County, do you have a clown like Chris Carr, the attorney general? By the way, this was proposed to the DA down there. The DA looked at it for DeKalb County. Each of those counties has a district attorney, Fulton, DeKalb. She said, no way. No way. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. So the AG comes in and he lowers the boom. The AG comes in and he lowers the boom. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it makes me think about the nexus points of all the connections of to the whole fake electors thing, that the connection points with today I saw the news that a Michigan fake elector admitted that she was coordinating with lawyers in the Trump campaign. That, and I wonder just how far this reaches. How many people actually were in on the conference calls or in on the email chain throughout the Republican Party, and probably maybe points beyond, but throughout the Republican Party that were aware of the fake electors thing going on, that under this Attorney General down in Georgia's theory, that every single one of them could be brought into the whole RICO thing.
I mean,
that you could expand it to include all of them, because, you know, frankly, I wonder now how many members of our Wisconsin Assembly were in on the plot to helping coordinate finding fake electors for this whole thing. I mean, it wasn't just the 11 people that were, you know, 10 or 11 people were directly involved with it. I imagine it was.
Right. Well, listen, Mark, here's the deal. I think Fannie Willis was restrained down in Georgia. She could have indicted a lot more people. She did it very, very carefully and very conservatively. The clown Chris Carr goes 61 people and gets kids that went down to the hardware store to get glue and scotch tape for signs. And then he gets the Southern Poverty Center lawyer who is just standing there. And he's doing it deliberately to try to send them to prison, or in a clumsy way, try to go, oh, see how bad RICO is. In this state, Josh Call has the 10 fake electors. That's the laydown. They all signed a false letter, and they sent it through the mails, and it was false. And it's a false statement saying that they were the electors. That's what they did. Ron Johnson had them in his pocket and from Michigan and tried to send them to Pence. That's a laydown. Voss arranged for the meeting room. Fitzgerald put him up to it. And then they counseled, do it in hiding. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. We're not going to put it on the marquee and all this. You can be very conservative. That's 10 plus 1 plus 1, 12, maybe 13. That's it. 19 in Georgia. The clown car is going after 61. So do not be fooled by people trying to bust RICO by doing this kind of stuff. We're going to the lines. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789.
The rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly.
Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy for this afternoon with a high near 68. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 49. Sunny and 77 on your Friday. For Friday night, clear skies, 49 degrees. Saturday, sunny with a high near 82. Sunday, chance of showers and a high near 77. Highs in the low 70s on your Monday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're the first. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gene?
I'll try to make it fast. Thank you, Matt. You know, Matt, I saw that, and I thought, what in the devil is this? You know, these protesters on a RICO Act. I'm really glad you clarified and told us about that today, because I saw different postings on that, and I thought, what is this? So anyway, another day, another fraudulent activity in attempt to distract and downplay the most despicable crime perpetrated by the Republicans upon our country and our democracy. And this is psychological manipulation and assault at its worst. Those people attacked our capital and attacked our country. No way is this just protesters. So people need to stay awake and on top of it. And thank you so much, Matt. And I'll tell you something. Those people that are in our capital in the state of Wisconsin going after our legally elected judge, better watch their step, because there's such a thing called recall for criminal activity and abuse of power that they're trying to demonstrate right now. So I had to give my 2 cents for it. This is just awful, Matt. But anyway, there's hope if we all stick together and fight back. Thank you.
I agree. That's an excellent comment. And let's, before I go to the next caller, let's just look at the reality of this thing. Fannie Willis goes after, say, Giuliani, who defamed and lied about Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman and destroyed them, destroyed their reputations, destroyed their lives. Sidney Powell goes in with a bunch of plumbers to look at the machines. So if Fannie Willis goes after them and this clown Chris Carr goes after a kid that buys glue in a hardware store and a very well-known, regarded lawyer from the Southern Poverty Law Center who's just standing there. Now, there is a core, there is an absolutely core requirement in RICO that at least what you did has to be wrong in some respect. It has to be criminal or has to be part of an overall criminal act. What Chris Carr down there is saying, the attorney general, is that the protest itself is criminal. So anything you did, even seemingly innocuous, gets you in the who's gal. That's not America. He hasn't read the First Amendment. You have a right to assemble. That's different from you have a right to go in with a bunch of plumbers and try to tamper with voting machines or defame two women and lie about them and then destroy their lives. Thanks for calling. Bob of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Bob?
Well, this is Joanne from Madison. I'm interceding on Bob's line. This is a question also of money laundering. Three of the 61 top city protesters were indicted for money laundering, and that is very scary in some ways, because for all of us, because if people get the drift that money laundering, that giving people to a money for a bail fund is money laundering, then we can't bail people out, then we can't support the people who are now going to be indicted and possibly stuck in jail for a long time because they can't meet bail. Can you imagine if the people who are giving money to Trump now for his defense, if they have it in the back of their minds, well, maybe if this gets extended in some ways, what they're doing is illegal by filling up Trump's coffers. So again, out of those 61, three of them indicted for money laundering. Just for supporting that bail fund, which is so needed when you have a protest like that and you have people sticking being stuck behind bars.
Excellent, excellent call. And let me build on that and add something. I talked about among the 61, there was a lawyer from the Southern Poverty Law Center who's just standing there. Somebody buys some glue and scotch tape. But Joanne, I think it was on Bob's line, Joanne, yeah. That was an excellent point. An additional three people accused of money laundering. What was the money? The money was that they wanted to bail these people out. Those jails down there in Georgia are really bad. In the Fulton County one, and the DA is not in charge of the Fulton, so Fannie Willis wasn't in charge of that, but DeKalb County is kind of similar. The sixth prisoner died today since July. Since July, six people have died in custody in the Fulton County Jail. So you don't want to leave people in jail. You want to bail them out. People like the 19 defendants that Fannie Willis indicted, they're people with wealth. They don't have to put up much money, and they get out. What happened over in DeKalb County in this fake RICO case, these 61 people, there was a bail fund because folks can't afford bail, even a small bail, even a couple of grand. They can't do it. So people go in and contribute. There are laws in some states. It was true in Wisconsin. I do not know the law on this in Georgia. Lawyers cannot post bail for their clients in a lot of states, including Wisconsin. A lawyer can't post it. Why is that? Because the lawyers don't want to post it. They're the ones that got the statute passed. Because everybody who retains will say, come bail me out, and they have to put up money. And a lot of these lawyers don't want to do that. So the lawyer can't bail them out, at least in Wisconsin. I assume Georgia, too. They could sit there, and these are dangerous places. So folks go, okay, I'll give $50, I'll give $100, or blah, blah, blah. So this guy, Chris Carr, this moron, this attorney general, goes, okay, that's money laundering. Why is it money laundering? Because you posted bail for somebody who's a RICO defendant. Why are they a RICO defendant? Because they carried a sign, because they didn't like the idea of spending tens of millions of dollars in Cop City. That's sick. That is a violation of the First Amendment on its face. And he knows that. The judge will get rid of a lot of these people, but some of them are going to have to put up money to hire lawyers because they're not going to be able to get an appointed lawyer down there. This is very sick. This is what they are doing, and they are doing it to try to help Trump. But I have the larger issue that with them. What do you think your party stands for? Are you proud to be a Republican? You're nothing more than a fraud. You're a snatch and grab. You're a drive-by shooting operation. That's all you are. You don't exist. You're a cadaver. It's disgusting. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Boston's mayor has declared a heat emergency for the next 2 days, where temps are expected to hit the upper 90s.
The kids getting really tired, them feeling fatigued because the weather is so hot.
Districts in 9 states have closed schools today over a lack of air conditioning. A 24-year-old inmate has died at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, the jail's 6th victim in a little over a month. Attorney Mawali Davis.
Lives remain in danger in the Fulton County Jail in ways that none of us could have possibly imagined over the last 2 to 3 years.
President Biden's headed to India today for the G20 summit, which will focus on countering China's growing influence around the world. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
President Biden made the Indo-Pacific region, specifically really anything that has to do with China, the center of his foreign policy agenda from the moment he took office.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A number of mega co-op gas stations will be closing in the Eau Claire area after the company filed for bankruptcy last week. According to a WQOW report, a number of stores were removed from the company's websites, including stores on Water Street, Cameron Street, East Hamilton Avenue, Western Avenue, Gateway Drive, and Birch Street. The company also stated that they're keeping 18 stores open in the area, and employees from the closed stores will be offered the chance to move to a remaining location. A few Wisconsin airports will be able to upgrade their infrastructure after receiving funding from the Federal Aviation Administration. The Dane County Regional Airport, Trove Field, Appleton International Airport, and Rhinelander-Oneida County Airport received a combined $23.5 million from the FAA's Airport Improvement Program to upgrade infrastructure like reconstructing a taxiway, improving lighting and safety, or expanding a terminal. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going on to another topic that really, really frosts me. Let me tell you, we've talked about it a little bit, but now there's some development. Tommy Tuberville, this senator from Alabama, under an unconstitutional Senate rule that they're all guilty of supporting, has now said he is not going to approve any officer promotions in the United States military. Now, how can he do that? Because these promotions, they're recommended by people who are their superior officers. They're recommended by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of the Navy, the Secretary of the Army, the Secretary of the Air Force, the Marine Corps. And then they are presented pro forma to the Senate. There's no need for that, but that is the present procedure. The Senate has all gotten together, all 100 of them. I don't spare any one of them. And because they think they're the most exclusive club in the world, because they think they're the House of Lords, they say to each other, if you think it necessary, you can simply say, I want to stop debate and can't even consider this. The little wrinkle is you could debate it, but then they can filibuster and then they can demand debate for weeks on what? Every officer, thousands of officers up for promotion? Tommy Tuberville has done that, and the rest of them are letting him get away with it. But here's the other development. The Secretary of the Navy came out, and he made an announcement yesterday. He said, Tuberville is aiding and abetting communist and other autocratic regimes by stopping all military promotions at all levels. Some of these people were going to be career, and now they're quitting. People who are subordinate officers and are thinking of making it a career. And by the way, career officers is what you really hope for because you want great expertise in the military. They're just not going to stay in. The Army is 25% below its recruitment level. There's another animal in the Senate, not just the animal Tuberville, the dog. The other one is Rand Paul of Kentucky. Rand Paul of Kentucky. Sad thing about this is I serve with guys from Kentucky and Alabama and Mississippi and a lot of other places in the Navy. They're excellent sailors. They were excellent sailors. Excellent, excellent. Friends of mine stood watch together. We worked together. We went on liberty together. I don't know how these characters get voted in, but here's the deal on Rand Paul. He put a hold on State Department ambassadors. The example that I've given before is Niger. Niger was sympathetic to the United States. There was an Islamic takeover, and we didn't have an ambassador there to support the incumbent regime, which was also much more benign to the populace than these Islamic terrorists who go around killing people. Because Rand Paul held it all up. And unlike Tuberville, who lied about what he was doing, said it's because he wants the Army to and the Navy and the Air Force to bar women from traveling to get abortions if they're stationed in a state like Oklahoma at Fort Sill, where, let's say, they have a serious health problem, and they can't do it in Oklahoma because of the Dobbs decision, and they have to go to Oregon or somewhere else. He wants the Army to stop that. He wants the Army to stop that, or he's not going to promote any officers. But Rand Paul, they asked him, why aren't you going to approve any ambassadors and hold it all up? And he goes, well, I don't know. I don't think I've been given information on a lot of stuff. And they pointed out, you have been. They said, oh, yeah, that's right. But they didn't say I could publicize it. And the response was, you can publicize it. They didn't say you couldn't. These people are traitors of the United States. I do not want to see either one of them in the city next July. Dogs, Rand Paul, Tuberville, you are not welcome. Stay the hell out of Milwaukee. I don't want to see you on Wisconsin Avenue. But let me tell you something that Rand Paul is somewhat responsible for the Islamic coup in Niger, among other things. But here's what he's also done. This really angers me as I'm sitting here. On July 28th, this is a pro forma routine thing. There was a bill that was up for renewal to let Homeland Security inspect facilities, chemical companies and companies that store a lot of chemicals, to ensure safety, to ensure security so that they're not stolen by terrorists and that they don't get out of the public and the public market without a proper sale and to a qualified purchaser. This This is the Chemical Facility Anti-Terrorism Standards. That's what it's called. This requires companies to disclose a list of the chemicals of interest. What are the chemicals of interest? The chemicals of interest, sodium nitrate, many other things that can be used in weapons. They're inspected for safety, including cybersecurity, safety protocols, and compliance. There are 300 chemicals on the list. Like I say, chlorine, sodium nitrate. There are 3,200 high-risk facilities around the country that are subject to this, and 160 inspections are done a month. On the 28th, Rand Paul said, I'm not going to let you even discuss renewing it because I'm in the House of Lords and the other 99 unconstitutionally and disgustingly are keeping that rule in place. He said that it interferes with private enterprise. That was his reason. The biggest companies protested. They said, we want this regulation, the DuPonts and others. We want it. It's absolutely necessary. And his response was then do it voluntarily. And they said, we are doing it voluntarily. But there are 3,200 of these facilities, and they're not all like us, and they're all cutting corners. Now, then he said, I want concessions on some other programs, and I'm not going to permit this to go forward without those concessions. And now he's trying to negotiate it. I got to say something. I'm very, very tired of this. It is unconstitutional for a House of Congress like the Senate to say to one another, even though democracy means majority, that you can't even discuss it, the promotions of military officers. You can't even discuss whether we should have had an ambassador in Niger a month or two before the Islamic takeover to garner support in the region, to get them support from the United States. You can't even discuss safety on chemicals, including sodium nitrate and chlorine, going to terrorists. What are they doing? Many of the Republican senators are corrupt. Many of them betray the United States routinely, and not just Rand Paul, and not just Tommy Tuberville, and not just the some of the others like that, but the ones who implicitly chuckle and say, good, something bad will happen that's so bad it'll hurt Biden. But what are the Democratic ones? Call Tammy Baldwin's office. Call Amy Klobuchar's office. Call Chuck Schumer. Call Bernie Sanders. Why did none of you say this is disgusting? These people are traitors. We're getting rid of that one guy rule to destroy the United States. Why did not one of the 100 senators do that? Not one. I do not want the animal Rand Paul. I do not want the animal Tuberville. I don't want to see them on Wisconsin Avenue. You're not welcome. You're traitors and you're animals. But what about the rest of them? Why are you permitting this kind of conduct to go on? It is beyond belief. I can't put up with it anymore. Go to the line. Susan, my friend, thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Susan?
My point is that with regard to Rand Paul, is actually I spoke with Tammy Baldwin's office just recently, and there is an act for the VSO officers, which are the Veteran Service Officers in each county, that to provide federal funds for this rather than the states picking up the tab. And Rand Paul stopped that from being brought to the floor. And again, my husband recently passed, and we were recipients of him being 100% disabled. And the Veteran Service Officer helped us a lot. And when you watch TV, all you see all day long are these attorneys trying to get money from veterans for putting this paperwork through for them. And if we had Veteran Service Officers in each county that were paid for by the U.S. government, veterans wouldn't have to go and pay a quarter of their receipts from the federal government for being disabled to an attorney.
Yeah, but Susan, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Susan. That's all well and good, and yes, he's disgusting, and he's holding that up too. But Susan, why are the senators permitting this rule to continue? It's based on vanity. It's based on the fact that they want to be self-important. This Senate is useless. It's worthless. This Senate is acting unconstitutionally, all 100 of them. Why don't they get up there and say, we're getting rid of this rule? We have the majority right now. Get rid of the rule. If there has to be a blockage on what gets to the floor, set it at something like 30 senators or 40 senators have to say, this is unwise. We need more information. These two people are traitors to the United States. They're disgusting. Tuberville and Rand Paul are disgusting. They're not doing this in good faith. They're not doing this for any reason other than to get attention and to get attention to the fact that Tuberville does not want the military to permit, to give leave, to permit female soldiers to go to a state where they can get health care. That's what he says. I believe it's also because the Biden administration awarded the new space center to Colorado, and he wants it in Alabama because they already have a space station. We sprinkle it around, okay? Rand Paul, he doesn't even have any excuse. I haven't been given enough info and stuff. Well, here it is. Yes, you did. Oh, I forgot about that. This Senate cannot be permitted to go on acting unconstitutionally. All 100 of them. All 100 of them. We're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for all the information. I can talk firsthand about leadership in the military. It's everything. You don't have good leadership, you're not in good shape, and it's a danger to everybody else. But I'm going to call Tammy when I hang up, and thanks for all the information.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just sitting here. I got to calm down. Sodium nitrate, chlorine, you know who's going to get hold of that? You know what was used in the explosion? Do you remember in Oklahoma City, the bombing back in 95 or so at the federal building? The people that did that, they were domestic terrorists. They just drive up a van full of this stuff. There are over 3,000 facilities that have that kind of stuff. There used to be 160 inspections a month. All of the biggies, all of the big corporations that have chemical facilities are united. We want these inspections. We want these inspections. But the bottom end, the bottom feeders, the 2,985th, and that's where they're going to get this stuff. This is what is going on. Why are these senators permitting Rand Paul to do this? Why are these senators, all 100 of them, permitting Rand Paul to not have an ambassador in Niger and a lot of other ambassadors? Why are they permitting no officers? Now it's not just flag officers getting promoted. And they're sitting there to stroke their own vanity. They're useless. They're useless. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Bandana? Check. Boots? Check. Gloves? Check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Decreasing clouds tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a nice day, a high into the upper 70s. Then a chance of showers and storms for the weekend, around 80 degrees Saturday, only low 70s Sunday. Currently at 64 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let me down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I want to talk about another piece of work. Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas. His daughter is now the governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's no good either. But Mike Huckabee does a podcast. And he said something that, quite frankly, is so dangerous and treasonous that, in my view, he should have been taken into custody. And here's what he did. Here's what he said on his podcast. And frankly, if he'd said it on an FCC-regulated entity, like a radio station or a over-the-air TV station, not cable, I think he'd lose his license. Here's what he said just now. Quote, if Donald Trump loses in 2024 because of the indictments against him, it will be the last election in the United States decided by ballots, not bullets. I'm going to say it again. If Donald Trump loses in 2024 because of indictments, it will be the last election in the United States decided by ballots, not bullets. That is an invitation to violence. It's an invitation saying, if my candidate, Donald Trump, doesn't win, I think we should bring out the guns. This is the United States. This isn't Africa. This isn't Asia. This isn't some countries in Latin America. This isn't Belarus, Russia, North Korea. This is the United States. And this clown, there's been absolutely no pushback. Not a single presidential candidate, not a single one on the Republican side said that was wrong. Just like that was wrong, at least. Not like the clown should be in prison. He is inviting another insurrection. And this is a guy who ran for president back, and I forget which year it was. It may have been 2008 against McCain. Or it may have been 2012 against Romney, or may have been both. But he's a slippery talker. But at some point, and let me rephrase it, at what point do you expect at least one of the presidential candidates in his party to say, I disassociate myself from that? That is wrong. That is an invitation to violence if Republicans don't win. That's what happened at January 6th. The Republicans didn't win, and that is what happened. and five people died. 140 officers were put on medical leave. Several had brain impairments. Fanon, the one guy, magnificent, they were trampling him to death. He said, I have four daughters. And then a couple of guys protected him, but he was kicked in the head. He had neurological damage. Neurological damage. This has got to stop. Mike Huckabee is not just some schlepper out there in the weeds somewhere. This is a guy who was one of their presidential candidates, and he was a governor, and his daughter is the governor. This has got to stop. We're going to the lines. Tim of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Tim.
You forgot to mention one thing about Mike Huckabee. He's also a minister. This is how the, you know.
Well, it's sad. Okay. I mean, look, the thing is, I don't want to get into the religious thing. You know, we have separation of church and state, and we have no establishment of religion. So I have respect for all religions. I'm concentrate, Tim. I thank you for calling, and you're absolutely correct, by the way. But I want to concentrate on this. Donald Trump kicked this off when he ran against Hillary Clinton. He said the Second Amendment people should take care of her. And then when the Secret Service talked to him, because if you said she should be killed, that's a felony. And even though he was the Republican nominee, he should have gone to jail. They were afraid to do that to him. So he said, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? He goes, oh, I just mean the Second Amendment people should vote. That's it. Vote. They let him off. Clown wins. And then he goes, Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed. Not his bodyguards, Hillary Clinton's. That's another sneaky invitation to violence. At all of his rallies, he would say stuff like, if you beat up these protesters, I'll pay your legal fees. He'd say that. Or he'd say, there's the fake news. There's Katie Tour of MSNBC. That's what he said. And they all booed, and she needed security to get to her car. He is violent. He talks violent. Let me tell you something else. All of this fellow, Enrique Tarrio, head of the Proud Boys, 22 years. That's what he got the other day. He will get out of jail now in the year 4045. 1,000 of them have been prosecuted. 600 have either pled or been convicted. Many of them, most of them went to jail for a little period of time. None of that would happen if the clown had not sent out a save the date card. Come to Washington on January 6th. I'm saying that figuratively. Put it out on social media. They all showed up. Then he said, I'm with you. I'm going to go to the Capitol, take back your country. This is the President of the United States. Some of them, I think, genuinely thought that he had the right to give them access to any federal property. They go marching up there. They get carried away. Woman gets shot. Remember one of the protesters breaking a window, coming in to get the members of Congress who are there. What is Trump is responsible for these people going away to jail? And for the officers who were beaten up. Now it turns out that all of the people who got caught up, for instance, in the indictment of the 19 down in Georgia, he won't pay their legal fees. He won't pay Giuliani's. Peter Navarro won't pay his legal fees. He stabs everybody in the back, Cohen, everybody. Why do people follow this guy when they're going to go to jail for 22 years? Or get bankrupted on legal fees and go to jail anyway? He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He was diagnosed as being a sadomasochist. The flip side of sadism is masochism. You've heard the term sadomasochist. He is sadistic towards women. Walk up to a woman, stranger, just grab her between the legs and enjoy her humiliation. But he is subservient and submissive to Vladimir Putin. He has homoerotic tendencies towards Vladimir Putin. He said, what, you think I'm going to have a pleasure suite with Vladimir Putin, a golden suite? Who the hell says something like that? This guy's a sick puppy, a very sick puppy. And those of you out there who are still thinking of voting for him, think again. This guy is not for America. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. I'm going to come down after the show. Great caller as always. Matt Flynn, director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. We'll be right back.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.